You know, I had to smile when I was when Glenda asked me to do today's service, and I was like, well, what is the name of the service? You know, we belong to each other. I was like, oh, wow, okay. I got that. That is certainly what I live for. You know, I was listening as everyone was singing the song, and that was a perfect song. You know, just a perfect song, El Papi. Of that every single day. You know, I was reflecting when I was preparing to do the presentation today, and I was thinking, how do I begin to talk about this topic? We belong to each other. And you know what I did? I said, close the books, honey. You've been living it. And just speak from your heart. You know, I was thinking about these last 3 weeks and 3 or 4 weeks, and not only being involved in our campaign here in Alabama, but also being in Bosnia and Istanbul and coming back and having to surrender to all the people around me, because physically I was having, came back with a lot of challenges just from air, you know, just the air that you get in those long flights on the plane and circulation of all, sharing each other's germs. Actually, after all, we belong to each other, so. But that does remind me, though, a sidebar here, you know, I work a lot with indigenous communities around the world, and there's this particular ceremony that the grandmothers do where they circle when someone is sick, and they all, in agreement, take a part of that illness, feeling that each one of them sharing it makes it easier for the person who is going through, whether it's a physical or mental or something going on in their life situation, and they share it. And by sharing it, it releases the burden on the individual that's carrying that. So I had to go through that experience coming back at a time, at probably what some may say is the worst time, because we came back, got off the plane, had to do a talk at the Wiregrass Labor Council, and I was so out of it, I don't even remember doing the talk. But it went well, thank God. There are angels. And then just having a week of preparing for the launch, when I really had very little energy to go forward. But I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to do it because it's the collective we that came together and said, we got this. Because it isn't about me. It's about we. It's about what we envision together, that this world can be, the possibilities for America and Alabama that we know is much bigger than the stories that are given to us by the media or by our politicians who are not quite living in their highest selves, you know? And so they give us the opportunity to stand up in what we know is true. And what we know is true, that I can only go as high as the person next to me. That I'm not living a life that is an example for my children and my 15 grandchildren, then what is the point? Because I am the stepping stone for them into their future. And the possibility that they can become, that I pray is so much bigger than who I am. So when we understand that, we can release and let go. Because the collective body is so much stronger. It is so much stronger. And the evidence and the proof of that was yesterday. Yesterday, I got to see how powerful our community is. I mean, you know, I got to see how we can come together, each doing our little part. But when you put it all together, it's like what we call in the Native American community, we make stone soup. You know, you use the stones to heat the water, and everybody who comes drops something in. By the end of the evening, we have a wonderful soup. And I just want to say that here at SEC, one of the foundations that I stand on as I have to go out in the world and do the work that I do is the fact that we make great stone soup. You know, we make great. And when you know that, I am tethered to something unshakable, unstoppable, you can't even be separated from God. And when I know that that's my tether, I can go anywhere. I can do anything. And not because it makes me feel good, but because I have an opportunity to engage with others and bring the light that emanates from here to them. When I was in Sarajevo, you know I'm a walker, so I love to walk the streets. I might get up at midnight and find somebody as crazy as I am. And one night we were walking through the streets of Sarajevo. And we were looking at the homes where the mortar shell markings are still on the buildings and still in the ground after their 4 years of siege back in the 90s. And I was thinking with every step, you know, the person with me kept saying, do we go this way or we go that way? I said, I'm a walker. Let's just trust that. We'll make our way back home. So about 1:30 in the morning, we got back. But in walking the streets, you get to feel the soul of a city. And so the way that city spoke to me was, this is what happened here, where in 4 years, so many people were killed and so many things. And I'm not going to go into the heaviness of it because that wasn't the point of it. But what it showed me was that if we're not careful here, we could have the same situation where we have so many people armed with military weaponry and someone selling the story about our need to be better than because I'm one race and not the other, or I'm rich and I'm not the poor, and I'm not, you know, and you're poor, or whatever the stories are that are being sold to us to keep us divided. If we begin to believe in that, we become vulnerable for not just the things that are happening in our history, but the potential things that we look out in the world and say, how did they get in that situation so fast? So us being tethered together, where I recognize you as me and you recognize me as you, and what fuels that energy is our love, then the power of the story that we can tell is so much more powerful than the story of divisiveness and separation and hate. It is the story of love that will change our country, our state, and each of us, empowering us to be what we've come here to be. And we owe that to each other. We owe that to each other because that's the gift and purpose of us being here at all, to find our way back home, to find our way back to love. That is the power and presence that radiates through us, that gives us the capacity to be strong no matter what we're going through, because we know there is a great story unfolding, a testimony to be shared with others, to be fearless. When we cannot connect with our family in the midst of Hurricane Maria. Margie, I know what that was like, 2 weeks of not knowing what's happening with your family. But when we are tethered together, understanding that there is a different Wi-Fi that happens in this world. You know, we get so connected to the phones, we forget that there's a Wi-Fi that pre-existed this. That is the heart call that can go all the way from here to Puerto Rico, find your family and their community, and get the word back to you that we're okay. So that's that trusting. That is what the evidence of when we understand how tethered we are together in that love, so that no matter where we are out there in the world, we can prepare ourselves to tell the stories that will inspire others. And for you young people, understand, we're working so hard to get it right, so that you have a world to inherit, you have a world to grow up in, a world where you can use the gifts and talents that are uniquely yours to continue to do the work that we've done. So we belong to each other. There is nothing that you cannot do that I cannot connect to. There's nothing that you can do and celebrate that I won't be there celebrating with you. That is the nature of true love. That is the nature of the call for us to be in our highest self. So that when we feel that we are suffering, when things aren't going well, when we make these big moves in our life, Addie, and things just keep cropping up. They're just cropping up until we just get sick and tired of them and we just say, you know what? This is my new space. And I'm going to love it no matter what. And guess what? Then all of a sudden, the squirrels get on back out there, Addie. They go chew on somebody else's wife. And you create your own peace right at home. So I just wanted to say today that there's so many things that are going on that I think no matter how much we read about it and we experience it, you know, the best story ever told is your story. The best stories that we have that can inspire each other and lift ourselves to higher ground are the stories that are our stories. You know, we were in Sarajevo we had all these sophisticated meetings and all these things, you know. But the most memorable events were when people, we had our downtime, and people from all over the world, we would just sit there and share our stories. And we'd share the way we've overcome and the way our communities are being inspired. And that stays in your heart. You know, that stays in your heart in so many ways. So I want to say a couple of things about where I think we can really fly if we live this "we belong to each other" creed. Share your story every time you have a chance to. And the reason why I say that, because sometimes we forget we have a story. Sometimes we think that the only best stories are everybody else's story. But when we start to tell our own stories, it starts to center us in, wow, yeah, I've been through some things and I've overcome them. You know, I've reached for the stars. Maybe it was 30 years ago and I've forgotten that I could do that. But sharing my story reconnects me to that deeper understanding of who I am. Sharing my story sometimes about my deepest pain, my deepest heartbreak, frees me. Because when I share it, I no longer have to own it, because after a while, you just get sick of hearing it, right? Just by sharing it enough, you just finally say, oh man, I am through with that. Let's get on. Let's get on. There's so much more in life. Let's live. And that really is what "we belong to each other" means. We free ourselves to live that purpose-driven life, whatever it may be. Whether it's to be the clown, biggest clown I can be. You know, one of the things I love, people think I'm so serious. And I know.
Were they wrong?
They don't know you.
So the best thing I love to do is show up in that, you know, that kind of persona. And then just start doing these little jokes underneath. And people look at me and they're like, we didn't know you could, you know, be like that. But that's it. You know, let's dare to step out of the mold of what others think we are. And let's throw that little crazy joke in there every now and then. Let's paint outside the box. Let's free ourselves to be all that we're here to be. We only have a short time here. I don't care if you live to be 110. That is short in the bigger scheme of things. When we belong to each other, it kind of gives us a little permission to be a little bad. So bad, you're so good, right? We're free to have those experiences because we know sooner or later when I get too far out, what do you think happens? They'll pull you back in and say, okay, let's balance and center here. You're getting too far. But in the experience of having that opportunity to just be, it is so wonderful, isn't it, Desi?
Yes, darling.
Yeah. So all I want to say today is we belong to each other. When hate is loud, love cannot be silent. Right? When hate is loud, love cannot be silent. I don't care whether you're being bullied in school or you're being bullied by the highest office in this country. It is the same thing. When hate is loud, let love get louder. Let love be stronger. Be sure in who you are, because then you don't get blown off course. I'm just going through some quotes now. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. Anybody know who said that? Mother Teresa. Ernest Holmes says, if one sees only unloveliness in each other, it is because unloveliness is a strong element in himself. The light he throws on others is generated in his own soul and sees them as he chooses to see himself. So when we see ourselves in the light of love, we can only see each other in the light of love. You know, and I had a big test for that under this new administration. Some of the things that have come from the president's mouth have not been things that have made me feel very comfortable or loving towards his rhetoric. Not towards him, but towards what's come out. And what I learned is I had to learn to love that. And you know how I learned to love that? I got to see how that is pulling so many people together and waking so many people up that have been asleep far too long. You know, it's waking us up to find each other so that we can be strong as a people, regardless of where we stand politically. I'm not talking about what our politics are right now. I'm talking about what it means to be human, what it means to be loving, and what it means to have a government that reflects that. The Mystery of Love, A Practical Guide to the Act of Relationship. If you haven't read that, I'd advise you to read that. Some really nice wisdom tips in that. And I want to just close with, as you give, it is given unto you. As we give to each other, the very things that we are looking for in our lives are given unto us. We belong to each other. I found something I'd written a while back, I think about a year or two ago, when we come off of doing a unity walk in Chicago and Baltimore City and then in Birmingham. And I wrote this as I was kind of in awe of what we had an opportunity to become a part of. And this is what I wrote back, I think it was 2016. Today, I just want to sit in awe of life, of you, and of me. I know how blessed I am just to be here with all of those I love and who love me. As I look out at the wonders of nature and think of the smiles that adorn the faces of my children and my grandchildren, I know that every day presents an opportunity for me to stand in love and in solidarity with that which will make this world a better place for all. We will rise because at the end of the day, me loving you and you loving me, in spite of our differences and often because of our differences, is the only power that will give us that will guide us in building bridges to peace, healing, and understanding. We belong to each other. Thank you.